Okay, hello everyone. I'm Pastor Lawrence Taylor from the Kenilworth Baptist Church, and this is Reflection on Scripture. I want to talk about something that's been getting a lot of coverage, and that has to do with the artist formerly known as Kanye West, who's known as Ye. And it's a remarks that he made recently to the effect that he was going to go DEF CON on Jews. It has been a backlash, a tremendous backlash. And many sponsors have pulled away from him. And he has been denounced by politicians and celebrities. And rightfully so. But I think the notion of tensions between blacks and Jews goes back way beyond Kanye or Ye. So really suggests that Jews were the closest allies to blacks during the civil rights movement. It's the civil rights movement in the late 50s and 60s. A turn took place over the issue of affirmative action and the debate on quotas. In other words, when there was a demand for a real affirmative action program where companies, schools would have to meet a certain percentage, many Jews pulled away from that because they said that quotas were used historically to discriminate against them. So because Jews did so well, for instance, on entrance exams to universities, some schools imposed quotas to limit their numbers. So that's one of the reasons why they had an adverse response to the demand for quotas. And then you began to see a rift take place between the black community and the Jewish community. It really reached a height during an incident that took place right here in Brooklyn, New York. The motorcade of Rabbi Menachem Schneerson was crossing through Eastern Parkway. And a child by the name of Gavin Cale was hit by the motorcade because the motorcade went right through the red light. And this kid was pinned under a car. His father tried to save his son. The Jewish ambulance came. Now, I should say the crowd reacted very angrily, and they began to pounce on the driver of the car. He was rescued, and when the ambulance came, they took the driver to the hospital, but they left the child still under the car. Father tried to save his son. He was screaming for the ambulance to help his son. The police intervened to prevent the father from losing control. And of course, you would understand why father would lose control. As a result, Gavin Cato died. Well, the crowd did respond in a negative way. The community, many in the community did, because there was a Talmudic scholar by the name of Yankel Rosenbaum. And a crowd pounced on him. And a young man by the name of Limerick Nelson was involved. And while we make a long story short, Yankel Roosevelt, Rosenberg was stabbed, and he later on died. Now, this caused all kinds of tensions. And on top of that, we had our very first black mayor. That's David Dinkins. He had Jewish support before this. But as a result of this incident, he lost Jewish support. and the relationship between blacks and Jews really deteriorated. There were demonstrations by blacks, many Jews said that these were nothing more than pogroms, that they were attacking Jews, it was a real messy situation. A guy by the name of Rudolph Giuliani took advantage of this situation, he got massive support from the Jewish community, and he became the next mayor. He defeated David Dinkins. Now, if you don't know this history, I think it's important to know. It's the whole Crown Heights, they call it the Crown Heights riots. It's in the history books. But it was a sad situation for our city. But the relationship between Jews and blacks deteriorated. Jews being the closest allies at one time. And now, because of these number of cases, they also now lost support. And by the way, there were many blacks who wanted to continue, like David Dinkins, to reach out to the Jewish community. They didn't have any help from some people. There was a guy by the name of Khalid Muhammad from the Nation of Islam. And Khalid Muhammad made some of the most anti-Semitic, vicious anti-Semitic comments that it was not even imaginable. Went off on Jewish people. And he still got black support. It was Farrakhan, head of the Nation of Islam, made very vicious anti-Semitic remarks. And with support from the black community, of course, that helped to deteriorate the relationship. I want you to know that the conflict that Jews had with Gentiles didn't begin with blacks. We go back to the Bible, and we see that there was a lot of animosity between Jews and Gentiles. Gentiles being non-Jews. If you note in Romans chapter 15, now this is, I want to remind you that this is a Jewish man who wrote the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul. And he says to both Jews and Gentiles who are in the church, therefore, accept one another just as Christ also accepted us to the glory of God. And so what Paul writes is that the conflict that exists in the world between all these different groups should not exist in the church. He encourages us to accept one another in the church. The world is going to do its thing. But in the church, that should not exist. Our standard is not based on what a rabbi said or what some civil rights leader said. It's solely based on what the scripture says. Our motto is Christ. He says, look how Christ accepted you. He accepted you with all your miscomings, your faults, foibles, with all of that, he still accepted you. Christ was sinless. We offended him, right? He did not offend us. But in spite of our offense, he accepted us. So regardless of your nationality, your race, the Apostle Paul wrote, we should accept one another just like Christ accepted us. He is the model for how we should exercise racial tolerance in the church. So thank you for listening. I hope you were blessed by this message.